house is the path of flight. Yours is the path of life, and I am your instrument. Dawnflower, as your loyal servant, I ask you to hear my prayer. Use me as a vessel for your energy. Help me lighten the path of this soul back to the realm of the living. For his role in this life is not so but. Oh, Karen, son, mother, please bring fire to this cold night that is death. Allow me to bless him with the bounty of life as you bless our crops and our children every year. Let the warmth of my hands bind his soul and bind him once again.
Did it work? This is the one chance I have. Please, please, please tell me it worked. Your heartbeat. I can hear it. Oh, and your body is getting warm again. Oh. For the glory of the sun, you're alive. I know I have a lot to explain, but please. Promise me you'll never leave me again. Promise you'll never leave again. You don't know how much I missed you. Just looking into your eyes, seeing you smile. It's so terrifying that I think I would never see this again. Never do this again. I'm sorry, I know how overwhelmed you must be feeling now, suddenly waking up in a bed full of candles, your companion on top of you with eyes tearing up and saying everything I am now. I'll explain everything, I promise, but there's something I'd like to do first. I know you've been through a lot, and it's all very confusing, so come closer and rest your head on my chest. I'll take care of you. That's what I've always done, right? Just turn around very slowly, no hurries. Just let me hold you. I can see a red tint building up in your cheeks. There's nothing to be ashamed of. You're my most loyal companion and my closest friend. You've been through so long. How could a cleric refuse to help a friend in need? Yes, relax. Feel my hands running through your hair. Let my aura soothe your mind. You know nothing can hurt you here. Remember how you... Do you remember how you used to say, I'm the only thing who can take your mind off of any bad situation? Let me do exactly that. Are you feeling better now? Less frightened? Glad I still have this effect on you. Now, well, it's time to keep my promise. I'll tell you everything. I don't know where to start, though. Alright, I'll try. Please, just keep resting your head on my chest, alright? Remember, no matter what happened, you're safe with me now. The last thing in your mind is our fight with the Death Knight, right? when you sacrificed yourself to help me and the villagers flee to safety. I know you thought you were dead after that. What happened, and you were... You were... But I did something that all my masters forbid of me. I went against the natural course of life itself to bring you back to me. No, I don't regret it. I would never regret that. Because you're here now. You know how important you are to me? As I've said before, you're an incredible friend and the best person I've ever known. Even before I became a cleric, you were the first person to accept me and say I had a future, a place. Even though we came from completely different backgrounds and I was just a peasant girl who wanted purpose in life, you treated me as an equal. I've always tried to show how grateful I was for that. But after you died, I realized how my feelings for you were so much bigger than that. Bigger than I could even imagine. And seeing you like that, cold and lifeless, knowing I would never see you again in this world, it broke my heart into a million pieces. Every single night, I would think about all the times you made me smile when I couldn't do it on my own. All the times you protected me and took care of me and how you supported me through everything. I had so many restless nights too. Because I would also think about everything I wanted to tell you. All the things I wanted to experience with you. Knowing I would never be able to do them. Sorry. I wasn't even able to hug you and see how much you meant to me before you were out of my reach. No matter how hard I prayed, and no matter what I did, that void inside me would never be filled. It felt like a big part of me was taken away forever. So I decided I had something to do something about it. You know I never liked fighting. But I had to. I struck down many evildoers, not truly out of duty, but because I knew if I grew more powerful, if I gathered enough resources, if I explored enough of this vast world, there was a slim chance I could bring you back to my side. There had to be a way. You are the invisible force driving me forward. My hope. When I was about to give up, I found something. A scroll with an old, forbidden ritual. I gathered all the ingredients, gave it all my energy, my hope, and that's how we got here. I barely believe it even worked. Honestly, this is probably very selfish. I broke the rules about not using my powers to outdo fate after it's sealed. I broke the cycle of life and death, all because I couldn't deal with having lost you. But I did all of this, and I would do it 1,000 times over if I had to, because I love you. I love you more than anything. Not only as a companion, not only as a friend. What it took me too long to realize is that I love you as a woman. I want to have you in my arms, kiss you goodnight before I go to sleep. I want to call you mine. I'm so sorry for feeling like this and just for throwing it all at you at once, but I can't leave this heart, this weight on my heart any longer. For as much as I want us to be more than just companions, I've prepared myself for the possibility of it being all unrequited. You should not feel guilty if you could only see me as a dear friend. But even if that's the case, a world without you is a really dark place for me, and one I don't want to go back to. So please, tell me, Olivan. Tell me you'll be back by my side. It's the very least I need in my heart just to calm itself once again. Really? You... You don't know how happy I am that you have feelings for me too. Don't overexert yourself too much. I don't know much about any of this, but I promise I'll take care of everything, okay? Up your face between my hands. I want to caress those rosy cheeks. You know, I've thought about this so many times before. Whether we were sleeping by the campfire during the cold nights up north, or resting in a good old tavern, I always secretly wish you would sneak up into your blankets and feel your arms around me. Our lips touching. Exactly like we are now. I wish I hadn't taken all this pain for us to be like this. But I'm still the happiest woman in the world, knowing we finally are. Can I maybe straddle you a bit so we kiss better? I'll be gentle, I promise. Yeah, sit up. Slowly, very slowly. I would never forgive myself if I hurt you while your body's still recovering. Just like that. And tell me. Not going too fast. Just tell me if I am, please. I would never want to make you uncomfortable. I'm really glad you're enjoying this too. Having you back. Having you back has been my quest for so long, and now that you're right between my arms, I want to make you so happy. I love you. I love you. I love you. My heart can barely contain it. body craves you so much too. Could you maybe touch me? Yes, I want to feel your hands on my hips, on my waist. Feel your warm breath against my neck. I'm yours. This feels good. I think I could lose myself in this feeling. I know I've asked so much already, but there's something else I really want to ask you. I want our bodies to become one by the candlelight. I need you to make me truly yours. I desire you so, so much. What I mean is, to ask is, can we make love tonight? Yes, you're right. When I became a cleric, I made a vow. I swore that I would never marry or have children, that I would remain chaste for as long as I serve my goddess. I'm also aware I already broke the rules once by going against the will of my masters. However, after everything I went through, I made a decision. Before I say it, could you give me a moment, please? I promise it won't take long. Everlight, I beg forgiveness, for I am willing to break my vow and succumb to a mortal desire. I thought my will was unwavering, but I didn't expect love. My love for this man is so strong, I simply can't live without it anymore. You are the caring and forgiving mother that helped shape this world. But I am aware breaking a sacred vow is a great transgression, and I am willing to face punishment for what that might come with my decision. Even if it means losing your favor and the powers bestowed upon me, I am thankful for everything you've done for me and this land. And I'm truly sorry for being a disappointment as a servant. I'm sorry to leave you waiting. I really felt like I had to do this. My decision is that if I'm going to make any more regrets in life, I'd rather regret what I did than spend the rest of my days mourning over what I wanted to do, but was too late. No, no, please, don't see it this way. Even if I lose my powers, that doesn't mean I'm giving up on everything. I'll still have the most valuable thing I found on my entire journey. And he's right here beneath me. You are my most precious treasure. And no one, nothing, will take you away from me this time. May I undress you now? You've always had the most gorgeous chest, you know? I still remember the time you decided to sleep shirtless in the camp when it was too hot. I really had to be careful so I wouldn't get caught staring. Now it's so close to me. I can even rub my hands on it. I know. My turn I've never really worn clothes that revealed, well, anything. But I think I do have curves that some men would appreciate. I really hope you're one of those men. So, that's me. Complete and bare before you. Am I to your liking? Hey, I know you want to make me happy, but don't you think the most beautiful woman you've ever seen is going a bit too far? I believe you now. But you still shouldn't make too much effort, so please, let me take the lead from now on. I only want you to enjoy it. I've never done it before, that's true, but I'll figure it out for you, I promise. And I've read a bit about it before, too. Wild surprise! I mean, no one's a complete saint. To be honest, I might have even touched myself thinking about you before. And I was wondering if I could, I don't know, do one of those things that were in my mind while I was doing it. Oh, this is so embarrassing, but sometimes I would drench my hand in some oils I use for my spells and play with my breasts, pretending they were your hands and your mouth. You've been looking at my breasts a lot since I undressed, so I thought maybe if I lift my body a bit like this and hold your shoulders, you could. Hey, wait. Oh, this feels so good. Oh, it's much better when it's the real thing. Oh, it's not even pretty close. Oh. Please, keep doing this. Suck on my breasts. Oh, you can. You can play with my nipples using your tongue, too. They're already getting hard. I usually takes a while for this to happen, but oh, God. I feel so amazing right now. I can't help it. Can you massage the other breast with your hand? Oh, yes. Yes, you're the first man to touch them. And they're all yours. Oh, my whole body is yours. Can I rub myself on your lap, please? Good with you. I wouldn't be able to stop myself even if I wanted to. I really, really don't. It's not like I've never felt this excited before. This is so much. My womanhood is, oh, it's wet and slippery. Oh, it's ready for you. I'll take your pants off and put you inside of me. I need you to take away my chastity. I need to be yours. Can I? Now? I'll just move down slowly. You would never hurt me. Oh God, you only make me feel good. So good. Yeah. Don't worry about anything else. Just relax. Relax as I sink into you. Oh, as I gently have you deeper inside of me. I said I was going to take care of you, right? I love you. Oh, God. I'm so wet for you. Oh, God, I can barely hold it without sliding all the way in. Please, can I let go? Are you ready? I want you to feel me. Me love. You're all the way in now. Completely, utterly yours. I'm gonna move now, alright? Feel you going in and out of me. I know I promised to be gentle, and I will, but can I go a little harder? Just a little harder, I promise. Just. I want to feel more of you. Yes. Yes. Yes, I want you. I want all of you. I never felt so good in my life. If I move up a little, can you suck my breasts again? Please don't make me beg, please. Perfect. Oh God. My body is just squirming so much. I can't stop. Oh God, I'm getting close. I want to be your wife. I want to bear your children. We can. We. Oh God, we can buy a house in the hills and have a little family together. I can. We can make love by a fireplace every single night. Can we do that, please? Yes. Oh, yes. I love you so much. But anymore. Please fill me with your seed. I beg you. Make me pregnant. Give me a baby. I need this. I want this so bad. I love you. That's incredible. That's so incredible. It barely feels real. Thank you for giving me this night. And for being at my side again. But, can I say something? I know I said a lot of things and it took everything very quickly. I'm sorry. I hope I didn't scare you off. Thank you. My love. There's something I want to ask, though. When you said yes, did you mean it? Because I did when I asked. After all the battles and hardships and suffering we've been through, I realized living a peaceful life with you would be a dream come true to me. I'm so sorry. I can't even describe it. To think that last night you weren't even in this world anymore, and now you're here, sharing a bed with me, ready to build a life together. It sounds crazy, doesn't it? And when we have a baby, I'm sure they'll have the best father in the world. Even if the future is uncertain. Even if I have a long way to redeem myself, or even starting everything over, no matter where fate takes us, I know I'll be happy as long as I'm here, right between your arms. I know I might have said this before, but I love you. Do you know that? All right. Good night, darling.